Take your Bible, please, and open to the second chapter of Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2 has already shown us an absolutely remarkable picture of the person who's put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We saw that before we came to faith in Christ, verse 1 tells us we were dead in our trespasses and sins. We're spiritually dead from God. We didn't know Him. We were strangers to the covenants and promises. We were without God. We were not part of the family of God. And we were absolutely separated from Him. But, verse 4, because God is rich in mercy, because He had such great love for us, He even when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, He made us alive. He made us alive, very similar to the Lord Jesus who was in the grave. The Father made Him alive and raised Him from the grave. He does the same thing for us. And then He raises us up together. We saw in verse 6, He raises us up just like He raised up Jesus. And He makes us to sit together with Jesus in the heavenly places there in verse 6 so that we would have an understanding of the exceeding riches of His grace, verse 7, toward us and His kindness throughout all of eternity, that we would know that we have received a gift from God, verse 8. We're saved by grace through faith in Him, and that is a gift so that we could do the good works that He prepared beforehand that we would do. We saw in verse 10, and then we saw, beginning in verse 11, the destruction project. We talked about this last week, where God broke down all of the barriers and all of the walls that separated Jews from Gentiles, separated us from the very presence of God. Now, because of Jesus' death on the cross, Jews and Gentiles, all who would believe in Jesus are now one in Him. As somebody has said, the ground at the foot of the cross is all level. It is level ground at the foot of the cross, so there's no more Jew, and there's no more Gentile, and there's no more all of these different races and racial issues we have. God sees all of us as one, that He's broken down all of those walls of separation, not only between Jew and Gentile, but between us and God as well. Well, last week was that destruction project. And a lot of times if you're going to do a house remodeling project, if you've done that, the demolition part comes first, right? And how does it look when you're demolishing the kitchen? It doesn't look very good in your house, does it? And it's not very functional. But there has to be a demolition process first before there can be the rebuilding, the remodeling process to come. I'm personally very good at the breaking part, the destruction part. I can break stuff and tear walls off and take up floors and all of that. It's the next part, I don't do very well, the rebuilding part. The passages today are the rebuilding part. Last week was the destruction part of breaking down the walls that separated us from God. Now we would ask the question, okay, so Jews and Gentiles are on equal footing with God. Now what is it like? What is God doing now with each one who formerly would either be in the Jewish camp or the Gentile camp of the nations? Now what is God doing after He has broken things down and the destruction part has happened? Well, what He's doing now